What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Pearly Things is Just Georgia Free 2.0. She is a bored, privileged girl who is looking for a husband. Now, for those of you guys who remember, we had a girl in the manosphere a couple of years back, 2017, 2018, by the name of Georgia Free. If I actually want to make the thumbnail for this video, and I'm willing to go through hell to make the thumbnail, because I have to take the two ugliest women in the manosphere, which is Pearly Things and Georgia Free, and I have to make a thumbnail out of it. So if you see a thumbnail of Pearly Things and another ugly ass looking hoe, that would be Georgia Free. Imagine the type of trauma I, Amr Mitwali, would have when I have to look at two sub four women. So, going back to Georgia Free. Alright, guys. So, Georgia Free, she came into the manosphere 2018. She claimed to be the world's first red-pilled woman. She got a shitload of people from the MGTOW community supporting her. Her channel peaked at like 30,000 subscribers. She had a Patreon going. She was making a shitload of money. Now, the thing about Georgia Free, because if you guys remember, I went hard on Georgia Free. And one of the reasons why I went hard on Georgia Free and not on Ukrainian Lynch, not on Nola Girl 54, was that Georgia Free is high IQ. You guys out there need to understand something very important, okay? High IQ people, they mock low IQ people, okay? Meaning that high IQ people take advantage of low IQ people. There's an old saying in the Middle East, the luck, the wealth of the crazy people is built on the backs of the stupid people. I mean, think about it, right? There are black people out there wearing Nikes that cost $400 or $500. What's up with that, guys, right? Yet these same black people, they can't afford to put gas in their car. You know, they can't afford to keep the lights on, but they will pay $400 or $500 for fucking Nike. They will pay, you know, if it's a woman, they will pay $1,000 for weave. So what does that tell you, guys? High IQ people take advantage of low IQ people. I mean, that's how it should be in business. You know, if I was ever to open a restaurant here in America, it's gonna be fucking fried chicken and fucking you know, grape soda, right? So, and that's a good business idea for you guys. Always, always take advantage of low IQ people or people who are in love, you know, because if a guy is in love, you know, that same guy who wouldn't, you know, spend $5 to, you know, buy something that he wants, he'll spend $5,000 on some sharmuta he just met because he's in love. So always, when it comes to business, always try to take advantage of low IQ people or men in love. All right, so Georgia Free, why did I go hard on Georgia Free, yet I never went hard on any other woman? I know a lot of you guys out there have been saying, yo, Amr, when are you going to make a video about Georgia Free, about Pearly Things? And, you know, the reason behind it is that because Georgia Free was high IQ, she was thinking 7-8 steps ahead of you guys already, and you guys could not see that, okay? Now, needless to say, I, Amr Mitwali, am high IQ, very, at the very least, compared to Coach Bitchpill I am. Then again, we're all high IQ and high SMV compared to Coach Bitchpill. But the point here, guys, is that I knew what Georgia Free was up to from day number one. Georgia Free is a sub 4 woman. She's not all that attractive. You guys need to understand something about high IQ women like Georgia Free and Pearly Things. They come from good, well-to-do family, okay? You guys knew that Georgia Free was a doctor. You guys knew that Pearly Thing's father is a multimillionaire. We all know that. These girls tell us that up front. Now, the thing about Pearly Thing's and Georgia Free is that they're bored, okay? They're bored, so they decide to come into the manosphere and toy around with a bunch of low IQ tards who are actually gonna take them seriously. Guys, do you want to know that some of the stupidest people in the world who can act stupid, that is, are actually the smartest people in the world? You guys remember Kelly Bundy? You guys remember Married with Children? Kelly Bundy, the dumb blonde airhead? The girl who played Kelly Bundy, Christina Applegate, is high IQ, okay? She's well-educated. So, the smartest people out there, they can also play the dumbest people to relate to the masses. You guys take me, for example. When I get pulled over by the police here in small-town USA, or if I get, you know, stopped at a border crossing in Mexico or in Romania, in Moldova, do I talk to these people the same way I talk to you guys? Hell no, motherfucker! I'm fucking retarded! That's how I act around, you know, petty tyrants like police officers and immigration officers. I act retarded. Why? Because when you act retarded, these people, they don't think you're a threat. They don't get intimidated by you. If anything, they actually pity you and feel sorry for you. They're like, guess God already taught that guy a lesson. No need for me to come in and, you know, kick him while he's down. So, okay, no ticket for you. All right, man, cross the border. No need to look at your Scamarona documents, you know. So, playing retarded guys almost always gets you out of trouble. I've said that to you guys before. You take my Jewish grandfather, for example. My Jewish grandfather, when he went to Egypt from Morocco, he changed the family name from Ben-Hayim, which is a very, very Jewish name, by the way. When he changed that to Bihayim, which in Arabic means chattel, you know, cattle. That's what Bihayim means. The Egyptian people thought my grandfather was retarded, but yet he was literally laughing all the way to the bank. Even before my grandfather, look at King David, you know, before King David became a king, go on Google, type in King David pretended to be crazy, okay? Now, before King David became a king and after he killed Goliath, you know, the current king of Israel, Saul, was getting a little bit jealous of David. So he wanted to harm David. So what David did is that he fled to live among the Philistines because his logic was these people would not expect in a trillion years that the guy who killed Goliath would be living amongst them. But some of the sentries, you know, the guards for the kings, they realized, oh shit, that's David. That's the guy who killed Goliath. He's now living amongst us. So they brought David over to the king of the Philistines. And they're like, king, that's David. That's the guy who killed Goliath. So guess what King David, you know, before he became king, guess what David did? He acted like he's fucking retarded. He started banging his head like a crazy person. He was drooling all over his beard. He was writing shit on walls. And the king was like, really? Really? That is a brilliant Israelite general who killed Goliath? Really, guys? Do I not have enough crazy people in my kingdom? Now you're giving me this lunatic from another kingdom and you're telling me that's King David? Get him the hell out of here, you know? Those of you guys who don't believe me, again, go on Google and Google when King David pretended to act crazy. You'll see the story right there. The point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that high IQ people will act crazy and stupid and low IQ just to take advantage of you tarts out there who you don't even take them seriously to begin with, you know? And the reason why I'm making this video now, because apparently Pearly Thames is in hot water because she did an interview with Nick Fuentes, who said some bad things about black people. Okay, first of all, the truth hurts. Do you guys have any idea how many people call me ugly and stupid? What do? I heart their comment. I thumb up their comment. Why? Because I know it's not true. At least compared to Coach Bitchpill, I'm not ugly and I'm definitely not low IQ compared to Coach Bitchpill. So when you black people out there get riled up because fucking Nick Fuentes called you black people stupid or some dumb shit like that, that means he said the truth and it hurts you. If somebody says, hey, Amr, you're ugly, and I'm like, okay, dude. Why? Because I know I'm not ugly. So if somebody comes out and he says, black people are stupid, and you know you're not stupid, you'd be like, cool story, bro. But the fact that you black people went apeshit over Pearly Thames is proof that you guys really are stupid. Because when she called you, or Nick Fuentes called you stupid, you went ape shit. If you really weren't stupid and somebody called you stupid, it wouldn't mean jack squat at all. If anything, you're gonna be like, okay, bro, while laughing at that idiot, kind of like how my grandfather laughed at all the Jews, at all the Egyptians who thought he was retarded, you know? So going back to the point that I want to get across to you guys about Georgia Free and Pearly Thames is that they're already rich, guys, okay? Georgia Free was a fucking doctor, okay? Now, granted, she became a doctor because Australia is so desperate to have female doctors that they were literally giving out fucking doctorate degrees to women. Granted, Georgia Free as a GP, general practitioner, she is pretty much, she's a pediatrician, yes. A pediatrician is nothing more than a glorified babysitter. But again, Georgia Free is making a shitload of money by pretty much giving kids a fucking, you know, what you may call it. You know, when you go visit the kid, after you visit the doctor will give the kid a lollipop. That's what Georgia Free does. And she's making a shitload of money out of it. And obviously, Georgia Free comes from a very, very privileged Australian family. So at the end of the day, guys, these women out there, they're bored and they just want to have fun with low IQ people, you know. When Georgia Free used to talk about men's issue like suicide, and all of a sudden she would like break out in laughter, you retards were like, oh, that's so cute, that's the way she can cope with men's health like suicide, by laughing out, by breaking out in laughter. No, guys, she was laughing at the fact that you guys are actually retarded enough to think that Georgia Free gives a flying fuck about you guys. Georgia Free, Pearly Thames, they never ever sacrificed, suffered, or struggled a day in their life. These people, especially women, they cannot sympathize or empathize with you. For those of you who don't know the difference between sympathy and empathy, empathy is when I went through what you went through. So, you know, somebody like Terrence Pop can empathize with other veterans because he went through it. Sympathize is when somebody can feel sorry for you, but they never been in your situation. For example, you know, when I was working at a refrigerated house about 10 years ago, you know, after I stopped driving cab in LA, I came here in small town USA. After when I started working at the refrigerated warehouse, you know, there was this high IQ black kid, and I was like, dude, what the fuck you doing working here making $7.93 an hour? He's like, I gotta take care of my mama, you know. So, you know, I'm in a privileged position myself, guys, where I live with my parents. I know Coach Bitch Bill is gonna get up all up in my comment section, call me a loser, a failure, because I live with my parents. Well, guess what? In Middle Eastern culture, we don't do nursing homes. Unlike Coach Bitchbill, who needs to be put in an insane asylum somewhere in the Australian outback deep under the desert and for, you know, throw away the damn key. But the point here, guys, I cannot empathize with somebody who has to take care of his mama because I never was in that situation. I remember when I was actually driving cab, you know, because a lot of foreigners drive cab and they send their money home. You know, some girl was riding with me and she's like, gee, cabby, do you send any money back home to your family? I'm like, bitch, it's the other way around. Well, you know, I didn't tell her that, but really it was the other way around. You know, every now and then my parents would be like, hey, Amr, here's some money for Ramadan. Go eat at a nice place, you know. Coincidentally, this is Ramadan right now, so go figure. So the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is empathy and sympathy are different. Empathy is when you went through what other people went through, so you can definitely relate to them. Sympathy is when you didn't go through what they went through, but you can kind of understand what they're going through. Now, something that I cannot sympathize with, guys, as you guys know, I do DoorDash. In fact, I just finished doing a DoorDash delivery. I get the air condition on, guys, believe it or not. As you guys know, I'm a cheap Jew. I don't drive with the air condition on because it costs me money. In fact, I think I dropped like a half a mile in MPG. You know, my car was doing like 23 miles per gallon. Now it's doing like 22 and a half because I put the AC on. Now, the reason why I put the AC on is so you guys can hear me and not have to worry about, you know, hearing fucking shit going on outside. Now, here's the thing, guys. When I, Amr Mitwali, when I'm driving past these construction workers, these guys who are working in the hot, humid Florida weather, you know, bulldozers, fucking shovels, breaking their back, I'm like, I cannot sympathize or empathize with these people because I'm like, dude, why don't you get a job like DoorDash? Guys, I made $75 in like 3 hours of doing DoorDash, okay? And that's because I'm high IQ. I don't take $3 orders. You know, the first order I got was like $20. The second one was $37. The one I just dropped off right now is $18. And now I'm going to the mosque, you know, because it's almost time to eat. You know what? It's actually time to eat right now. But anyways, I'm going to be 10 minutes late. It is what it is, okay? So when I see these people working their asses off, I'm like, why, dude, you know? I told you guys, I go to the Beta Male pub all the time. And when I go to the Beta Male pub, especially on a weekend like today, a lot of people who go to the Beta Male pub, man, these are guys who work back-breaking jobs. They hate their job, okay? And they go to the Beta Male pub, they get drunk, they forget all their worries because, you know, they're fucking alcoholics. Come Monday morning, they go back to the job they hate, and then they do it over and over and over until they either die or they go on fucking a retirement, which, let's be honest, it's not gonna happen for guys under the age of 50 now, the way Biden is fucking this economy. Point that I'm trying to tell you guys is that low IQ people, they work with their hands. They do shit that they hate. You know, they struggle, they suffer, they sacrifice, you know. When I work on MGTOW TV, guys, I love working on MGTOW TV. Real talk, guys, I love it when I work on MGTOW.TV. I work on MGTOW TV at the cafe, at the pub. You know, there are times when I'm doing DoorDash and it's not that busy. I take out my freaking laptop, you know, I got my hotspot, and I work on MGTOW TV. I love doing computer code. This is what we high IQ people do. We do what we love. We don't do what we hate because we want to survive. That's the stupidest thing on the face of the planet, guys. Doing a job you hate just to survive, that's the lowest of the low. I look down on you, okay? Jews look down on you. Pearly Things looks down on you. Fucking Georgia Free looks down on you, okay? You take this DoorDash. I love DoorDash. I love DoorDash because it's so fucking easy, guys. So fucking easy. You know, if you know the restaurants to pick up from, first of all, if you cherry pick orders like me, you'll make money. Secondly, if you know the restaurants like I do, some restaurants, they'll bring the food out to you. Other restaurants, you can pick up the food from the drive-thru. And thanks to Scamarona, the vast majority of deliveries I have are, what you may call it, they're contactless, meaning I just throw the food on the porch, take a fucking picture of it. 10 seconds later, I'm in my car. I got my MGTOW TV blowing. You know, I'm listening to Sandman, TFM, Rare Breed Theory, Red Pill Married, Line of MGTOW. You know, I actually do DoorDash just so I can listen to our content creators on MGTOW TV, to be honest with you. You know, I love DoorDash because of the... I mean, I'm doing a video for you while fucking driving, you know. Pretty much all the videos I do for you guys is when I'm driving DoorDash, you know. Either I'm sitting in the parking lot waiting for an order, or I'm driving, you know, like this, doing a video for you guys. So, for me, Amar Mitwali, DoorDash is amazing. Not because it's a great job, not because I like, you know, the CEO. It's because I can take advantage of the situation. This is what high IQ people do, man. They take advantage of the situation they're in to maximize money, to maximize profits, and listen to actual work, you know. I know guys out there who pick up an order for $3, they drive 15 miles, they fucking go up like 27 stories to deliver an order. It's like, what the fuck, bro? You know, DoorDash tells you exactly how much you're gonna make, where you're gonna pick up the order from, and if you look at the map, you can tell, are you gonna be dropping off to a house, or are you gonna be dropping off to an apartment? I hate apartments because that means I have to park the car, actually get my fair ass out of the car, walk for like a couple of hundred feet. You know, I don't do apartments unless it's a big value order. But if it's a $10 order, I ain't getting the fuck out of my car, motherfucker. And if I do, I'm just gonna saunter my ass down your driveway and throw the food on the porch and take a picture of it and wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. The point that I'm trying to get across to you guys out there is that high IQ people, we limit suffering, struggling, and sacrificing. It's the same thing with Georgia Free. It's the same thing with Pearly Sings. So a lot of guys out there are saying, you know, she's taking heat because she riled up the black dudes. Guess what? She's now making more money than ever because all of a sudden, black people who never heard of Pearly Things, they're going to watch her videos. You know, at the end of the day, guys, Fresh and Fit is making money off of you. Pearly Things is making money off of you. Andrew Tate is making money off of you. All these big time grifters out there who are saying we're here for you, men, they're all making money off of you guys. I mean, for a Fresh and Fit to go out to Miami, get a luxury apartment right there on the Atlantic, they had to have reassurances that they're going to make a shitload of money. Same thing with Pearly Things. You know, Pearly Things flew out to London, got a studio in London. You guys need to understand, man, people like Andrew Tate, people like Pearly Things, people like Fresh and Fit, they're all connected, you know. Pearly Tate did a live stream with Fresh and Fit. She did a live stream with Andrew Tate. These guys are all fucking CIA assets. They're all in on it, okay? Opposite of a CIA asset is somebody like me who says, go fuck you to the CIA, and guess what happens? Your channel goes nowhere, you know? I'm getting more views on MGTOW than I am on my YouTube channel, so go figure. Opposite of that, Pearly Things is making over $1 million a month. You know, a lot of people out there, they say that Pearly Things is a hard worker. No, she's not. You know what Pearly Things does? She shows up to set with her Starbucks coffee like this. The director yells, action. Pearly Things says a couple of cute things. cut. All right, Pearly Things, $1 million in your bank account, end of the month. That's how Pearly Things operates, guys. She has a whole production team behind her. She has YouTube promoting her, okay? Pearly Things really doesn't even need the money, you know, even though she's making $1 million a month, she really doesn't even need the money, man. She's just doing it because she's bored and having fun. I mean, Pearly Things said to your face before that I can pick up the phone and I can have a coffee date with any CEO I want. Pearly Things said to you guys that she had a coffee date with like the CEO of Harley Davidson. You know, Harley Davidson, you know, the motorcycle company, multi-billion-dollar, multinational company. She just picked up the phone. Hey, hey, hey. And the next thing you know, she has a coffee date with the CEO of Harley Davidson. How many of you guys out there can do that? Heck, you motherfuckers out there can't even get a fucking Sharmuta on Tinder to return your text messages. But yet, Pearly Things can pick up the phone and she can have a coffee date with any CEO of any company in the world she wants. And again, they're all in on it. You guys need to understand, man. You don't become a multimillionaire unless the Jews okay you. That's how it is, okay? If you're a multimillionaire, if you're anybody of any importance, the CIA is working with you. That's just how it is. A lot of you guys out there, you think Pearly Things gives a fuck about you. She doesn't. Now, I'm not saying that George Jeffrey was CIA or anything like that. She was just bored. And most importantly, guys, if you look at Georgia Free, you look at Pearly Things, they're sub 4. They're not that good to look at, you know? They're 4 with a fucking makeup. So imagine how they would look without makeup. They're probably a 3. And they know that they are a 3. So the main reason Georgia Free, Pearly Things come here, it's because they want to widen their net to get a very, very high value. Man, as you guys know, I exposed Georgia Free. She got with a pilot who was a solid 8. At best, she's a 4. So she was able to get with a dude double her SMV. And like I said to you guys, when Scamarona hit, her business as a fucking doctor, and again, she's nothing more than a glorified babysitter. Her business took off. Her pilot boyfriend, obviously, his business got negatively affected. So she ended up dumping him. When I exposed her, she deleted her channel. You guys need to understand, man. Georgia Free was able to buy a fucking house in Australia with the money that she made from you retards out there, okay? You guys remember she had a Patreon? And she was saying, oh, if enough people join my Patreon, I'll be able to buy a good quality microphone. Come on now. You're a fucking doctor. Your parents are super duper well-to-do. And you need a bunch of incels to help you buy a fucking microphone that costs $20. Come on now. Georgia Free was mocking you people, okay? These women are mocking you. At best, they're mocking you. At worst, they're looking for a high-value man, okay? What happened to Ukrainian Lens? She disappeared. What happened to Nola Girl 54? She disappeared. You know, Brittany Venti, if she gets her claws into Think Before You Sleep, she's gonna end up deleting her channel too, because hey, why should I work? I got this high value man over here doing the work. I don't have to work. You guys out there need to understand, women don't like work. That includes YouTube. Even though Georgia Free or Pearly Things has to show up to set with their cup of coffee and and they made their money, it's still work. They don't want to do that, you know? So Georgia Free, Pearly Things, they're on the internet making themselves very, very famous, hoping that a high-value man would actually wife them up, because these women know, because they're sub 4 in their own real-life circle, they're not gonna get the man that they really want, so they have to come online and get hundreds of thousands of subscribers, you know, tens of thousands of subscribers like Georgia Free, or millions of subscribers like fucking pearly things. I trust and believe there are NBA guys out there making $100 million a year sliding into her DMs. Even if the bitch marries him and divorces him after a year, Brittany Renner style. And by the way, Brittany Renner was on fucking, she was on a podcast with Andrew Tate and Pearly Things. Again, they're all in on it. Birds of a feather flock together, okay? Andrew Tate, he just came out of prison and he said God is great. For you guys out there who really think Andrew Tate is a Muslim, shame on you people. Again, high IQ people taking advantage of low IQ people. That's what it is. Now, with the problem I have with Andrew Tate is that he's bringing Islam into it. Guys, I'm the seed of King David, okay? That means that I, Amar Mitwalli, should be second to Jesus when he comes back when it comes to caring for religion, okay? Look, at this point, if you're dumb enough in 2023 to think that some fucking Sharmuta actually gives a fuck about you, that's a you problem at this point, okay? So when it comes to Pearly Things, I'm gonna say the same thing Drexel at the McTown podcast says. Honey, take the simps for every last penny they have. You know, you guys remember Pokemon? The bitch is a fucking multimillionaire, yet some guy gave her his fucking rent money and became homeless. Do you think Pokemon cares? No, she doesn't. Hey man, more power to Georgia Free. More power to fucking Pearly Things. Because again, you know, for me, Amar Mitwalli, Georgia Free, I had to go up against her because as a high IQ person myself, I knew what Georgia Free was up to. You guys out there didn't. And a lot of you guys out there are like, yo, Amar, you're just mad that Georgia Free is more popular than you. You're mad that she's getting more attention. And I told you guys, she's just a basic bitch. She's in it for attention, some money. And when she's done, she's gonna move on. And Georgia Free did exactly that. Trust and believe, Georgia Free snagged herself a high value man from the manosphere, and now she's gone. She won. You know, a lot of you black guys out there who are getting upset at Pearly Things because of Nick Fuentes, guess what? She won. Pearly Things won when she came out of her mother's vagina. Georgia Free won when she came out of her mother's vagina. When are you guys out there gonna understand that, you know? Pearly Things was doing an apology tour on Obsidian, or like black people would call in and school her for talking shit about black people. You think she gives a fuck? Pearly Things views you all as a bunch of dumb niggers. Let me say that one more time. You black people out there who genuinely think that Pearly Things gives a flying fuck about you and that she is genuinely apologizing to you, Pearly Things thinks you're all a bunch of dumb niggers. Facts. That's not even an opinion, okay? Again, high IQ people taking advantage of low IQ people. Now, the question out there you guys should be asking yourself is, Amar, why are you not doing the same to us? I'm the seed of King David, okay? Like I said, there's God, Jesus, then me. How can a Talmid Chacham like myself be like Andrew Tate? I can't be like I have morals, ethics, and values like Hammer Hand says. See, this is why I can be so truthful with you people out there, because I am barred from being a grifter. I cannot be like Pearly Things, I cannot be like Fresh and Fit, I cannot be like Andrew Tate, I cannot be like any of these manosphere grifters out there, okay? Now, with Andrew Tate, I even have more proof that this guy is a CIA asset whose job is to make Islam look bad and misguide Muslims, you know? Hammerhand did a expose of him a couple of live streams ago where fucking Andrew Tate said it's okay to get with trannies. It's never okay for a man to get with a man. That is punishable by death, yet Andrew Tate says okay. By the way, I have a clip of Andrew Tate saying that the real Muslims are ISIS. Why? Because they murder people, and they rape women. I have that from Andrew Tate, and I'm gonna play it for you in my next video titled "I Told You Andrew Tate Was a CIA Asset." So you Muslim guys out there watching this, if you really think Andrew Tate is a fucking Muslim, shame on you. Again, at the end of the day, high IQ people are gonna take advantage of low IQ people. You guys out there, if you live here in America and you have like a large black community around you and you want to open a restaurant, grape soda and fried chicken. That's all you need to know, okay? If you are a mediocre looking girl and you want to get simp money and attention, do what Pearly Things did, do what Georgia Free did, do what Nola Girl 54 did, do what Ukrainian Lens did, do what Brenty Venti did, okay? You know, at the end of the day, guys, I can't be upset at women anymore. This is fucking 2023, okay? This is not 2018 anymore, man. This is post-scamarona. All the conspiracy theories we've known are true. The US government admitted they killed, they murdered JFK. You know, the next thing the US government is gonna admit to will be 9/11. You know, when that happens, Amar Mitwal is gonna be like, yeah, guys, I've known that for like, I don't know, 10, 11 years by now, you know. But you guys out there, you don't believe it, you know. And a lot of people out there are like, oh man, that's a conspiracy theory. Do you guys know what a conspiracy theory is? A conspiracy theory is when high IQ people conspire against you. Do you think fucking Aaron Cohen from Mossad is gonna come out here and make a video and say, yeah guys, Amar is right, you know, us pesky Jews, we're responsible for 9/11, you know, us Jews, a Jew's gonna be a Jew. They're not gonna say that, guys. You know, you guys need to understand, man, the people who run America, they're super high IQ. You got super high IQ Zionist, and then you got super high IQ white Anglo-Saxon Protestants out there, okay? They're mocking you. When the US government comes out and says, we want to give black people reparations of $5 million, they're fucking mocking you. See, the US dollar is going to fall in value real soon, guys. When that happens, $5 million... that's going to be the equivalent of maybe 50 cents today. You guys out there need to understand, man. The elite of society, they want you all dead. And to be honest with you, I, Amar Mitwali myself, I want you all dead too. You know, now the only difference between me and the elite of society is that I can't murder you. Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, you know, the people who run America, Donald Rumsfeld, these guys, they want to murder you and they will do it. On the other hand, I cannot do that, okay? So my job is simply to tolerate you people, try to stay away from you as much as possible, and at the same time, make videos for people who are like me, like-minded, who can benefit from this. You know, the best thing Susan ever did was kicking me off of YouTube, because now, thanks to MGTOW TV, who's gonna come over to MGTOW.TV? Is it gonna be the typical dipshit normie like TFM calls them, or the retarded Koyim like I call them? No. The people who are gonna come over to MGTOW TV are gonna be like-minded people, people who are smarter than the average tard out there, okay? So this is why I make these videos, because I know when I see that 100 people, 200 people saw my video, I know there's 100% chance that everybody who saw this video is going to benefit from it. But let's say I am on YouTube and my video has 10,000 views. Out of those 10,000 people who watch my video, how many of them are actually gonna benefit from it? You know, like a couple of percent, you know, maybe 2 or 3%. But at least with MGTOW TV, because we are like-minded community, you know, we're not an echo chamber, okay? We're like a like-minded community, okay? When you want, like the Freemasons, you know, do you think the Freemasons are like-minded? Do they have somebody who plays the devil advocate who's like, oh, everything you're saying is wrong, bad, stupid? No, they do criticize one another. I've been criticized before. I've criticized other people in the MGTOW community, and that's totally cool because it is constructive criticism, okay? So we are not a echo chamber. We're just high IQ people who have the same like-mindedness, and we're benefiting by learning from one another, okay? This is why I'm not active on YouTube anymore, because who's gonna benefit from it, you know? If you're still on YouTube, you know, to me, YouTube is done with, okay? You guys need to understand, YouTube is for lefty liberals, Rumble is for righty nutties. At the end of the day, guys, the Jews are making money. Whether the Jews are making money off of YouTube or they're making money off of Rumble, at the end of the day, the Jews are winning. If you guys look at the people who founded Rumble, the people who are the biggest shareholders of Rumble, guess what? They're Jews, okay? So the Jews are winning from YouTube, they're winning from Rumble, okay? At the end of the day, guys, high IQ people will always, always win out. Georgia Free, she won. Pearly Things, she won. Brittany Venti won. Nola Girl 54 won. Ukrainian Lens, she won. The Real Femme Sapien, she won. You guys out there, you still work a job you hate, you're still making minimum wage, and you're still behind on your motherfucking rents, okay? These girls out there, the Andrew Tates, the Fresh and Fits, the Sneakos, all these CIA assets, all these high IQ people, they won, guys. Heck, even I, Amr Mitwali, myself, won. Yeah, sure, you know, I have a beat-up Mercedes-Benz, you know, from 2003. It's not a G-G-G-G-G-Wagon like yo-yo-yo, homie, yo, Alpha. But hey, it's a nice car. Yeah, sure, I don't eat filet mignon at Ruth is Chris Steakhouse. But you know what? I can go to Sizzler. Yeah, sure, I don't have FU money like Andrew Tate and fly private, but you know what? I have a Frontier. All you can fly pass. So you guys out there need to understand, man. At the end of the day, high IQ people, we will always, God willing, of course, be okay. Listen, guys, I'm talking to a Colombian lawyer right now. I can go live in Colombia. I can start a small business in Colombia, live up in the mountains in Colombia, and be totally fine, okay? I could do the same thing in, well, I was gonna say Egypt, but Egypt is fucked, you know? But the point here that I'm trying to get to you guys is that I'll be fine, guys. God willing, of course. And I want everybody watching this video to be fine. Again, if you're high IQ, I don't care if you're poor, I don't care if you do DoorDash, I don't care if you have a beat-up car, as long as you are high IQ, you will be fine. Guys, work your ass off doing DoorDash or driving truck, and then go buy an apartment in Colombia or in Turkey, rent it out. You'll be fine, okay? Maybe buy a couple, maybe start a small restaurant in Colombia, you know? You guys need to understand, 1,000 American dollars goes a long way in a place like Colombia and Mexico. So even though, let's say you have $5,000 on you, $5,000 here in America won't even pay the down payment on a fucking rent for a restaurant. But in Mexico or in Colombia, especially Colombia, because, you know, Mexico is kind of getting expensive because all the gringos go off to Mexico. But Colombia, man, Colombia is still cheap. The $5,000 you'll have here in America, that can actually start a restaurant business for you in Colombia. So think about that, guys. You know, if you're driving truck, you're making what, $3,000-$4,000 a month if you're driving truck. If you drive DoorDash and you work 15 hours, you will make $1,500 a week. Guys, when I first started MGTOW TV back in 2018, not to mention I had to pay the $20,000 debt because of my Egyptian cousin who destroyed my restaurant. Guys, I was working 15 hours a week doing DoorDash. I was clearing $150 a day. So imagine you take like half a year of working your ass off, saving up a good solid $5,000-$10,000, you can start a business in Colombia. Just get yourself a fucking good lawyer, okay? This is what you guys need to understand. Any country you go to outside of the West, get yourself a fucking good lawyer and do the work as much as you can. Do not take any partners or anything, okay? Now, when I go, I'm gonna be going back, God willing, to Colombia soon, okay? And I'll be telling you guys, hey, this is the type of business I decided to start. This is the people I'm working with. This is my lawyer over here. Guys, you don't have to be fucking Andrew Tate rich to live okay overseas. This whole thing of, oh, you gotta have a Bugatti, you gotta have a private plane, you gotta have 7 citizenships. Fuck that shit, bro. Fuck that shit. You can get residency in Mexico. I told you guys, if you come in a girl's pussy in Mexico or Colombia, you got the residency, guys. You good, you know? So spend a couple of months working as a truck driver or working as a DoorDash delivery boy here in America. Save up $5,000-$6,000. Go to Colombia, start up a small business over there, you know, a restaurant. You'll be doing fine. Yeah, sure, you won't be making fuck you money, but you're living fine, you know. Get yourself a wife or a girlfriend over there, come in her pussy. You'll get the fucking residency permit. At the end of the day, guys, like the old saying says, where there's a will, there's a way. And if you have a high IQ, that's all that matters. But going back to the point of this video, guys, pearly things, Georgia Free, they already won. They won the minute they came out of their mother's vagina. All they cared about was attention and getting access to high value men that they couldn't get in real life. Because obviously, you look at pearly things, the bitch looks like a transformer. You look at Georgia Free, that bitch had a forehead a Boeing 747 can land and take off on. Not to mention, she had a lazy eye that decides to go wherever it wants, you know. When Georgia Free is looking at you like I'm looking at you like this, she has an eye that's wandering, going wherever it wants to go. So obviously, Georgia Free, pearly things, take away their YouTube channel, they would not have had the reach to get high value men. And the first thing these women do when they get a high value man, they simply, boom, they disappear. Guys, I would not be the least bit surprised if pearly things purposely did this Nick Fuentes anti-black shit, because that can be her way to say, hey guys, I feel really bad for what I did. I need to take some time off to think. And you know what? The Jews are gonna bring in some other mediocre looking girl and be like, hey guys, look at this girl over here. Look at this. Look at this. While pearly things has found her high value husband, you know, she got the bag, and now pearly things is gonna disappear into the darkness while you guys go chase after some other sharmuta that the Jews put in front of you like this, you know. So at the end of the day, guys, high IQ people will always win, and they will win by mocking and taking advantage of low IQ people. And you guys out there watching this video, don't get upset at Mark Zuckerberg, don't get upset at George Soros. Learn from them. Listen, as long as you have morals, ethics, and values, like Hammer Hand says, it's okay to take advantage of lesser people. It's okay to open a grape soda and fried chicken restaurant in a black neighborhood. That's what the Palestinians do. How do you think all these fucking Palestinians, when they come here to America, how do you think they're so damn rich? They open restaurants, convenience stores by black people, and they take advantage of the black people, you know. You know, there's a town here called Okeechobee. It's all black people, and it's actually more expensive to buy shit in Okeechobee than here in small town USA, even though it's primarily white people. And the reason behind it, it's because the Arabs who own all the stores in Okeechobee, all the restaurants in Okeechobee, they raise the prices because they know black people ain't gonna say shit, and they know black people don't have the IQ to start a restaurant or a business and compete with them. So it's okay to take advantage of lesser people as long as you have morals, ethics, and values. Personally, I would not gouge people when it comes to pricing. That's just not my thing, but that's how a lot of people, you know, if you guys want to make money, real talk, real motherfucking talk before I end this video, okay? Especially if you live in Florida, guys, rent in Okeechobee is dirt cheap because it's all black people. Ain't nobody wants to live in Okeechobee, okay? It's all black people, cows, and farms. Ain't nobody wants to live there, okay? And the rent is dirt cheap on everything. So if any of you guys are in Florida, you have a couple of $1,000s in your pocket, and you don't feel like going to Colombia, go to Okeechobee, start up a small business, again, grape soda and fried chicken. You will be fine. Maybe start up a convenience store if you want to do that, and just oversell overpriced shit to black people, and you will be fine. You know, all the Arabs I know, you know, they have a business in Okeechobee, but they live half an hour away in Palm Beach. I mean, think about it. You have a business in the poorest, blackest areas in Florida, but yet half an hour away, you live in a McMansion in fucking West Palm Beach. Think about that, guys. High IQ always, always wins out. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.